Coming into the 2020 Nevada Democratic Caucus, many LGBTQ plus voters say they want to see presidential candidates who will speak out about the community's unique issues. KUNR's Andrew Mendez stopped by an event called Queer Karaoke in Reno to talk to this voting bloc.
Shampoo fresh gets you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting.
It's a Friday night, and about 15 people chime in as Lizzo's Truth Hurts comes on. They're at our center, the only LGBTQ plus community center for Northern Nevada, which is decorated with flashing colored lights. Mikkel Martinson frequently attends events at our center with her partner. While not super political, she tries to keep up the best she can. She says candidates are not doing enough to address transgender issues. It's something that hits close to home because her partner is transgender.
I think that there needs to be more representation as far as especially trans issues and youth trans issues, because there's not enough push for them in Nevada and for their rights.
Ahead of the caucus, Martinson is voicing support for any candidate willing to support her community in concrete ways.
I'll probably look to someone who has a background in serving the LGBTQI community, because I don't think lip service is really service.
When asked about former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay man to run for president, she says she's not sure.
I'm not super familiar with this campaign. I feel like I should know as part of the community.
Officially, our center is nonpartisan. The organization's president, Jeremy Mankey, says he would like to see politicians work in a bipartisan manner.
I think the candidates on both sides of the aisle definitely need to step out and be more specific in what they intend to do as far as protections overall for LGBT individuals.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That's Kay Janes belting out a Nancy Sinatra classic. Janes identifies as bisexual and says more local education is needed about issues affecting this community.
There's a lot of people that don't understand, and unfortunately, not understanding can create fear. Everything that comes from the community just needs to be heard.
Someone who thinks about these issues a lot is Faith Thomas, the president of the Queer Student Union at the University of Nevada, Reno. As an advocate and a lesbian, she says when President Donald Trump was first elected, she was deeply disappointed.
I remember crying myself to sleep. You know, to see the election results, at least to me personally, it was a slap in the face. Like, yeah, we don't care about you.
Thomas says by voting in the caucus, she is ensuring her voice is heard this election, even though she isn't sure which candidate is going to fully support her as an individual.
A lot of the candidates haven't outright said, like, oh yeah, like, I'm for LGBTQIA plus people.
Thomas says another issue is with so many candidates, the average person hasn't had enough time to do their homework. Looking forward, no matter who wins Nevada's caucus, she says she hopes there will be change come November. For KUNR News, I'm Andrew Mendez with Noticiero Móvil.